Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'll tell you, I am fired up today because how about them Bears?
Dan Wiederer from the Chicago Tribune again.
Bears beat report and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
This story by Dan Wiederer, it's obviously very well reported.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score and 2400 Sports.
I've said this before, playing quarterback in the NFL is a lot like marriage. It's not about being a hero all the time. It's about limiting your mistakes. And if you do make a mistake, make sure it's not a catastrophic one.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
We want it to be a fast Friday and a fast focus Friday.
Dan Wiederer.
His name is Dan Wiederer. Wiederer time.
Weedsy.
With Danny and Speeds.
Wiederer time.
Bears.
The Take the North pod.
Dan Wiederer talks football with you.
It's been a while since we've talked to Dan Wiederer, and he had a very interesting piece on Ryan Poles and Caleb Williams on Sunday, so wanted to talk to him, and he's kind enough to join us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Before we get to that, we will get to the more breaking news regarding the Bears. But first, hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for making the time on a busy week. Your reaction to the Bears holding a press conference the day before they draft Caleb Williams at Soldier Field with stakeholders and city officials announcing plans for a downtown lakefront domed stadium.
I believe you're having David on after me, so I won't steal his thunder, but I am not as aggravated as he is, but as perplexed as he is, certainly at the timing of this. It just seems like strange timing to divert attention one way or another away from the draft or away from the stadium, or have those two stories kind of competing for attention at a time when you probably could let both of those breathe a little bit and let them have their day. But certainly the actual unveiling of their plans and their vision and the renderings and the video that they're going to show and the questions that they're going to take should provide answers to what I'm sure you would agree is a list of five dozen questions on how in the world this is going to be practical, how it's going to take shape. And they've got their opportunity to take that stage and provide those answers.
Do you think the mayor's going to be there?
I would think. Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. It's a great question on who all will all be in attendance. I know I will not be because I'll be in Detroit trying to get an audience with Caleb Williams. And that's one of those situations where you're like, all right, like these things are going to be happening simultaneously, where Caleb Williams is going to be talking to the media in Detroit. And you're going to be trying to also educate your entire fan base and your Chicago audience on this plan for a new stadium and a green space by the museum campus. And it's just going to be interesting to kind of figure out how all of those things intersect.
Yeah. Really, really weird that they would do it the day before. Like maybe Caleb would care, maybe not, but just be excited about the football. Be excited.
Yeah.
About the football.
Right. Right. Like I say, let it breathe and give each of those moments they're due. Like, both of these things are huge, huge things. And there's an opportunity to squeeze the most out of both of them. I said this on the podcast that I thought one of Ryan Pace's best achievements as general manager of the Bears was getting that expansion done to Halas Hall, with the facility renovations and the things that they did there. And I think they released the announcement for that on a Friday evening at like 6 o'clock, and that never truly got all the attention it probably deserved because it was just kind of buried late on a Friday, late in the week.
Galaxy Brain thought they want to do it before Caleb because it is a bluff.
I don't know. It's a great question. I mean, it's the speculation. I mean, skepticism is definitely warranted until it's unwarranted. And so, I mean, it's certainly worth kind of sifting through everything that they present on Wednesday to figure out what's in there and how much, I guess, momentum is truly behind it.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Okay. I do want to talk about the football side of it with you. But what do you make of the continued Kevin Warren? Because the texter just said, no, Kevin Warren needs the spotlight. Like, ESPN had one, the Tribune had one, the Sun-Times had one. I know that Ted Phillips was behind the scenes, but this guy is the scene. It's and I know they're different and not everybody has to be the same, but maybe like spike the ball once you cross the goal line, not so early in the whole thing. I just the public nature at which he is telling everyone how much work he's doing and how involved he is in everything just screams politician to me and fluff and not necessary. What's your make of the strategy?
Yeah, well, in this particular instance, this is all on the heels of the league meetings in Orlando last month, where everyone that was there in attendance had an opportunity to get sort of that one-on-one access with Kevin Warren for the Tribune. It was Colleen Kane who did our story.
Yeah.
And did a really nice job last week. Courtney Cronin from ESPN, and I didn't see who did this. Sometimes it was probably Patrick Finley because he was down there. So that is less of a you know, hey, I'm on stage, look at me move as it is. This was our opportunity to have an audience with him in Orlando very recently, and everybody else just has to decide kind of how they're going to time it for their individual outlet. So that one doesn't strike me as that. But look, like when Kevin was hired, those who have been in his orbit in the NFL, in the Big Ten, understand that part of his philosophy is to be as out front as humanly possible. Some of that is going to create the perception that he's looking for the spotlight at all times. And it's part of the DNA that you're going to have to get used to and try to figure out how to sift through it individually to see what makes sense to you and what is valuable and what's not. Look, like this is, you've been on it for a while. I've been on it for a while. This is a incredibly landmark time in Chicago Bears history with all they have going on. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to hear from the people that are making these decisions, whether it be Kevin, whether it be Ryan Poles. Like this is a period in Bears history that we're going to look back on 20 years from now, one way or another, and go, wow, that was like an incredibly eventful 6 to 8 months.
Oh yeah. No, it is definitely a pivotal time for the franchise. There's no question about it. I wish it was more about the pivots for the football team than this other stuff, but I understand that the stadium is a huge deal as well. I just happen to find it completely joyless. Were you surprised that Ryan Poles basically admitted to you that they were taking Caleb Williams?
No, because I think once the trade of Fields was made, there was really no guessing left in the equation. I think for a lot of us, there hadn't been guessing left in the equation since late January. And they had obviously reached a point at the time I talked to Ryan where the comfort level had gotten to a stage where they understood that they were sending out save the date cards and the marriage was, you know, set for April 25th. What I really found compelling in my sit down with Ryan was just how natural he felt his individual connection with Caleb was. And the more I've listened to Caleb talk, the more I've kind of gotten a feel for his DNA. You can understand why he and Ryan would have the vibe that they have at the early stages of this relationship, because they both carry themselves with a very similar sort of relaxed confidence that I think you can kind of feel when both of them speak, that they're very self-assured. They're very capable of projecting their self-confidence in a way that gives the outside world a sense of calm from within. And so that connection, I think, is significant. And now, obviously, the bigger, more important connections are how Caleb connects with his head coach, his coordinator, the guys he's throwing the football to. And that's obviously going to take root here in the near future.
Do you have any issue, because that in that open that we do for you, that piece by Dan Weider is obviously very well reported. It was the reexamination of the 2017 draft when I went nuts at the anecdote that they did not fully vet Deshaun Watson like they did Trubisky and Mahomes. It came out, you know, they on the film, they didn't think he was that caliber of prospect, so they knew Myles Garrett was going one, so they did the full evaluation of Mahomes and Trubisky. And this time, they've only done the evaluation of Caleb Williams. I know they studied the tape on all of the other guys, and by the way, I do not have a problem with it. I'm wondering if you do. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, they go to the pro day, they do the interviews at the combine, they watch all the film, but they didn't bring them in. They did not do the full day long, you know, put you up on the board and meet everybody thing. Is that a mistake?
No, I wouldn't have been annoyed if they had done it. I do think that, like, sometimes there are situations where time is limited, resources are limited, and oh, by the way, you're also picking number nine. And so this isn't a situation like 2017 where everything revolves solely around this pivotal pick that you had at three and then you traded up to two and drafted Mitch. You've got to figure out a very important decision at nine, which requires you to go out and do the work on those prospects as well. I think they just have an understanding that Caleb is head and shoulders above on their board any of these other guys, and that they were able to get information that they needed on Jaden Daniels from the pro day, from JJ McCarthy at the pro day at Michigan, that they visited with these guys in different forums. They've had scouts on the ground, you know, for years now doing the research, and they feel like they have a thick enough file. So I'm not as thrown off as I was in 2017 when there was clearly some questions on who it should be. I think in 2017, you and I were in alignment that Watson was the guy that if we had been in the GM's chair, we would have taken. And to the Bears' credit, I think this gets lost sometimes. Patrick Mahomes was in their top cloud on that 2017 draft board, and he was their number two quarterback on that board. They just chose Mitch Trubisky. And so it's not like they totally whiffed on the Mahomes evaluation. They just fell harder for Mitch Trubisky than they should have. And it obviously cost several people their jobs. And now here we are again at a very serendipitous time in Bears history where they're going to get a chance to the organization's going to get a chance to make amends for that with number one pick from another team in a draft that everybody's been looking forward to for 3 years because of the quarterback that's going to be taken at number one.
Dan Weider from the Take the North Pod and the Chicago Tribune and the Score is our guest, and probably not in that order. What do you think is the most likely outcome for the ninth pick?
I love the menu that Ryan Poles is going to be staring at when that pick comes up on Thursday night, because you're going to obviously have to see how those first eight picks evolve. And this draft marries up with where the Bears would love to make a pick at number nine. Do you want somebody to impact your pass rush? It doesn't have to be just an edge guy. It could be an interior guy like Byron Murphy. You could take one of the edges, a three technique, a wide receiver, or an offensive tackle. And the prospects that are going to be available at that point of the board at all those positions are attention grabbing. They're really, really good players, which is why I think that if Ryan can find a trade partner and it can be within the floor that he sets for their board, that I think that's his preferred option would be to trade down, you know, go down four, five slots, whatever makes sense, be able to get another pick and then still have one of those players that's there. Now, I have no idea internally who on their board is, if this guy's here at nine, we're 100% pulling the trigger. We'd have to know that first. But I think in an ideal world, if it's able to work where they're able to trade back, get another pick and still pick off that menu that I described, you've got some really, really good options there and you can be right with any of them.
How many blue players does Ryan Poles have in this draft?
Great question. We'll hear from Ryan and Ian Cunningham tomorrow at noon at Hallis Hall. Maybe they'll give us some insight into that. I mean, look, like you talk to people around the league that have been stacking the board and they just feel like this top 20 is loaded, you know, like it's kind of a pick your flavor thing. Like, you know, like Brock Bowers is a guy that could in most years justify using a top five pick on if this wasn't such a quarterback rich draft where people are taking those big swings, he could go fifth or sixth and people will go, yeah, that makes sense. Great talent, you know, and he might not go until 14 on Thursday night. And so that's what I mean, where it's just like the Bears could not be better off in having these two top 10 picks and then not having really much to work with on day three in a draft where most people around the league say, yeah, just be based on circumstances and dynamics, this board really falls off at the start of round five. And that it's just kind of like a year where those middle five, six and seven picks don't really mean a lot. And so, I mean, they're just sitting, Danny, on a world of opportunity this week. And I think we're all eager to see how big that class is. And then obviously who the ninth pick is and what they can add behind that.
So I want you to just kind of react to like two of my big like tenets that I've been saying and see if you poke holes in any of the logic or disagree in any spot. They've drafted in with, you know, high draft picks, Tyreek Stevenson, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, yeah, Zach Pickens, Jervon Dexter. They traded a second round pick for Sweat and paid him. They signed Edwards. They signed Edmonds. They paid Jalen. How many more resources, premium resources through either draft or capital or draft capital need to go into the defensive side of the ball? I already feel like it's a little out of whack, and you have a defensive head coach. I strongly prefer the ninth pick to be on the offensive side of the ball, or the second selection that Ryan Poles makes to be on the offensive side of the ball.
I don't vehemently disagree with your want there. I would just tell you that Byron Murphy's a guy who almost fits perfectly in what Matt wants to do at that three tech position, and they haven't been able to get that really short up to a high level in Ryan's first two off seasons on the job. You look at an edge like Jared Verse, fits great in the system, could be an impact pass rusher opposite of Montez Sweat that takes your defense to the next level. So there's an easy argument to be made for some of these defensive players that are going to be available to you at number nine. If you want to go get an offensive tackle or a weapon for Caleb Williams, I'm 100% fine with that as well. And that's why I feel like this is one of those choose your own adventure books where no matter what you choose, you turn to a page and it's like, you win. You got the guy that filled the need and helps your team go to the next level. And so it's really exciting time for them to figure out how it evolves and which direction they want to go, because I don't really think there is a wrong answer or one where we're going to be waking up Friday morning and going, what did they do there?
Okay. Verse scares me a little bit. Like, just a grown man beating up on kids. Like, just like he's stronger and he's older than everybody. You can't do that in the NFL. That one scares me a little bit at that spot. Yeah, Murphy, I would get. Verse would scare. And trading down for defense would really bother me. But, I mean, listen, it's going to be a great day because Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear. But
right.
Verse would scare me a little bit.
Yeah, I get it. But I wouldn't be too scared, because I think when you talk to evaluators, they see a guy who's really physical, aggressive, long, you know, plays, you know, more than Dallas Turner fits in the 4-3 system that the Bears run and is able to really blend in there. And look, like this is an exciting week. I mean, we've talked about it for 3 months that the union with Caleb Williams is something that the city was overly reluctant to wrap their arms around when they shouldn't have been, because it's just, this is exactly what you dream of. That's not to say it guarantees you anything going forward from this, but this is the type of prospect that you want to have in your building to try to be the multiplier that takes your franchise to a level where you can, maybe compete for a playoff berth 3 years in a row, which hasn't happened in, you know, 30 plus years. This is exciting. And look, like, I don't know if you agree with me, but like when that Pivot podcast that Caleb Williams did last week, I guess it was at the end of last week, there's a depth to this guy that I think is going to be really compelling for those of us.
Yes.
In the media. And I think for the fans as well, I think there's layers. Like, I think he's just more interesting as a human than either Mitch or Justin was in that role. And it's just, I think it's going to be fun. The on the field stuff is its own story, and it's going to be dazzling, and there's going to be bumps in the road in the development, and it's going to be a lot of fun to chronicle. But I do think that there's a level of introspection and ambition and passion in Caleb Williams that's going to come out every time we get to hear from him. And I'm personally eager to start to make that connection, because I think it could be really fun.
I can't wait. Dan, good stuff. We'll be in Detroit. You'll be in Detroit. And texters are saying they're scheduling the press conference at the stadium on Wednesday, so the beat writers can't be there. So there's another conspiracy theory. But
Wednesday, well, we got a full city team that can go attack that for us at the Tribune, so I'm sure they'll ask all the right questions.
All right, Dan. Well, we'll see you in Detroit, man. Thanks for the time today.
All right. Travel safe. See you.
All right. That's Dan Wiederer from the Trib, the Take the North pod with David Haugh. David Haugh, not pleased with this stadium press conference announcement. We can ask him about that. But the reason we're having him on, he shocked Dave Wannstedt on TV. He left him speechless because David's got a hot draft idea. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.